AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In testimony before the House Select Committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol, former acting attorney general in the Trump administration, Jeffrey Rosen, testified the then president complained to him about unproven election fraud nearly every day between December 23, 2020 and January 3, 2021.
At one point, he had raised the question of having a special counsel for election fraud. At a number of points, he raised requests that I meet with his campaign counsel, Mr. Giuliani.
During the hearing, recorded interviews of former Trump White House officials were also played. They talked about members of Congress seeking pardons from Trump. His former special assistant, Cassidy Hutchinson, telling investigators two Republican representatives, Florida's Matt Gaetz and Alabama's Mo Brooks, were seeking presidential pardons for all those in Congress who were at a meeting with Trump in late December.
Are you aware of any members of Congress seeking pardons?
I guess Mr. Gaetz and Mr. Brooks, I know, have both advocated for there'd be a blanket pardon for members involved in that meeting and a handful of other members that weren't at the December 21st meeting.
The aides add Pennsylvania Representative Scott Perry and Louie Gohmert of Texas were also involved. Committee Chair Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson says the next hearing will focus on what Trump and others did after their other plans failed.
We're going to show how Donald Trump tapped into the threat of violence, how he summoned the mob to Washington, and how, after corruption and political pressure failed to keep Donald Trump in office, violence became the last option.
Those hearings will be held after Congress returns from its July recess. This is AP News. The Supreme Court overturns a 1913 New York state law requiring gun owners to have a license to carry their guns in public. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
Challenges are expected in a half dozen states with laws similar to the one in New York, whose top Democrats are ripping the high court decision. From Governor Kathy Hochul.
We don't need more guns on our streets.
To New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
We cannot allow New York to become the Wild Wild West.
Tom King, whose New York gun group challenged the state law, says he's relieved lawful gun owners will no longer be persecuted by laws he says didn't actually keep anyone safe.
We are not the problem. The problem is the criminals and the wrongdoers in the state.
At the White House.
The Supreme Court's decision today defies logic.
Vice President Harris echoing President Biden, who says he's deeply disappointed and is urging states to pass new gun laws.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.